How to Deodorize a Sofa, In-Depth Guide, 2021. It may generally go without mentioning that many folks can enjoy a couch that does not smell bad. But because individuals put up their feet on the sofa, spill food on the sofa, and probably allow their pets onto the couch, there is a fantastic probability your couch smells less pleasant. It may be annoying to locate the sofa smelling awful, and it is possibly embarrassing when you have people around. Inside this guide, we'll provide you with a focus on how to deodorize a sofa that will assist you to lower the quantity of odor coming from your sofa. First, we'll begin with possible reasons which produce your sofa get smelly. Why do sofas get smelly? It'd be so pleasant to have one reason as to why your sofa aromas. But, on the other hand, the truth is that couches and sofas appear to trap or attract odors. At times, it's only a little musty odor from routine wear and tear. But, in other instances, there may be many more traceable occasions that made your couch smell amazing. A number of the more common causes include: someone with filthy body odor slept on your couch. This might be an individual who did not bathe, a pet with a specific stench, or only somebody who a skunk had sprayed. You'd get food which was especially pungent close to the sofa, for example, curry or stir-fry. Your house had flooding, and the odor that you are feeling is mold or mildew. What makes deodorizing different than cleanup? A lot of men and women confuse the two, and it's important to not. Cleaning the couch entails cleaning compounds, eliminating any upholstery, and normally a fantastic couple hours of making certain any dirt is eliminated, along with the couch is looking as great as it did when you bought it. It's an intensive process that can produce an excellent outcome if you're eager to put the time into it. Deodorizing your couch is slightly different. Deodorizing entails using substances to conceal the awful odor of a dirty couch. It's a temporary solution, and it's generally best utilized between washing sessions for your sofa does not get over-cleaned, but it does not smell bad. Deodorizing is a fast, easy process that will not occupy a great deal of time. How to deodorize a sofa? What will you need? Microfiber cloth, empty spray bottle, mixing bowl, gentle brush, vacuum cleaner, attachments for vacuum cleaners, baking soda, white wine, vinegar, lemon juice, Castile soap, laundry detergent, water vinegar alternative. You can substitute vodka for vinegar if you don't like vinegar. It has the same deodorizing properties as vinegar. If you don't want to deal with vinegar's strong scent, you might consider using it. We recommend that you stick to vinegar whenever possible. It is much more affordable. Vinegar can have a strong smell, but it is usually quickly gone. The vodka's alcoholic aroma may take longer to fade. Castile soap alternative. Castile soap can remove leather and vinyl odors. These upholstery materials can be cleaned with special cleaners. Castile soap is better. Castile soap is gentler and doesn't leave behind any chemical residue. Castile soap can condition and moisturize the leather. Check the care tag. To find out the material of your couch, check the care tag. You can choose to have your couch made from fabric, micro suede, or polyester. They also have different cleaning requirements. You will find the care tag with either W, S, or SW on it. W, wet water cleaning only. You can use water or vinegar in your cleaning solution. S. Dry solvent cleaning only. Use a dry solvent, like baking soda, or have professionals dry clean your couch. SW. Solvent and or wet cleaning. Use a dry solvent, or vinegar, or water. X. Professional cleaning or vacuuming only. Natural fabric upholstery deodorizing. Natural fiber fabrics, like cotton, can hold on to unpleasant smells for long periods. These fibers are easy to absorb oils and liquids, making it challenging to remove unsightly stains. You can do it with just a few ingredients. Step 1. Vacuum your sofa. First, remove any crumbs or hairs that may be stuck to your upholstery. Use your vacuum cleaner with a brush attachment to do this. The brush will remove any stubborn grime. Cover all sofa cushions, backs, and armrests with the brush. This DIY Pinto video will show you how to clean your sofa quickly. Step 2. Create vinegar solution. Vinegar is a great all-natural cleaner. Vinegar is an acetic acid that naturally neutralizes alkaline smells. It can also kill some odor-causing bacteria. In a spray bottle, mix about 1 cup vinegar with 1 cup water. Give your spray bottle a shake, and you are good to go. Step 3. Spray your sofa. Spray the upholstery, paying particular attention to the areas that are causing the most problems. The fabric should not be soaking, but it should be damp. Let the vinegar solution air dry by opening some windows. The acid will dissolve the residue. It won't cause any damage to the fabric, unlike some commercial deodorizers. How to deodorize synthetic fabric sofas? Synthetic fabrics like nylon and polyester are quite different from natural ones. They aren't as effective at absorbing liquids as cotton. You will need to find a different way to deodorize. This technique uses baking soda. Step 1. Sprinkle baking soda. This is a very easy way to deodorize. You need to sprinkle baking soda on the synthetic fabric upholstery. Baking soda has a pH of 4.5. It absorbs both basic and acidic odors when sprinkled on top of upholstery. The powder is neutral, so it neutralizes the smell. Let baking soda sit for at most 15 minutes. The baking soda will absorb odors from the sofa. You can leave it to work overnight if you want it to produce more severe odors. Step 2. Clean the baking soda powder. You can remove the odors with your vacuum cleaner after the baking soda has been used. To ensure you don't leave behind powdery residue, we recommend using a flat attachment. Get rid of the powder, and your entire couch will look new. Velvet Couch Deodorization. Velvet is a luxurious fabric that offers comfort and softness. The dense pile feels great on the skin but can easily harbor odors. You can get rid of them by using baking soda and lemon juice. Step 1. Create your cleaning solution. Lemon juice, like vinegar, is a natural acid. Lemon juice also has excellent antimicrobial properties that can get rid of bacteria that cause odors. It also has a pleasant odor. In a bowl, combine about 1 tablespoon of citric acid and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. The mixture should foam up nicely. Step 2. Lightly clean the upholstery. Use your microfiber cloth to apply the cleaning solution to the velvet gently. Use light colors. The mixture shouldn't be rubbed into the fabric. It is essential only to make light contact with piles. After cleaning the area, allow your sofa to dry for several hours before you use it. Microfiber couch odor remover. 1 cup warm water, 1/2 cup white vinegar, lavender essential oil, dish soap, use paper towel, spray bottle. Add the lavender oil and white vinegar to a glass of warm water. The cleaner will have a stronger deodorizing effect if you add a few drops to your favorite essential oil. Mix the ingredients well and label the container if you intend to use it more than once. Spray the odor eliminator 1 foot away from your sofa's surface. To remove excess moisture, use paper towels. How to deodorize leather couch. 1 cup olive oil, 1/2 cup white vinegar, orange essential oil, spray bottle, microfiber cloth. Open the windows to let in fresh air while you clean. Use olive oil and white vinegar to fill a spray bottle. Mix in a few drops of orange essential oil. Shake well to combine. Spray the leather deodorizer on the entire surface of the leather couch. Keep your feet away from the sprayer to avoid saturating it. To remove the residue, wipe it off with a soft cloth. Remove smoke odors from a sofa. You can use a mixture of hydrogen peroxide, vinegar if you have a smoker or lingering smell from a burned dinner on your sofa. This works great for removing odors from mattresses. Sofa smoke odor eliminator, 1 cup white vinegar, 1 cup hydrogen peroxide, spray bottle. Use paper towels to ensure that the sofa is colorfast. You should test a small area before spraying it. Mix the hydrogen peroxide and vinegar in a spray bottle and shake it well. Spray the deodorizer on your couch from a distance of 1 foot. Blot any areas that have received too much spray with paper towels. As it evaporates, the solution neutralizes smoky odors. Steam cleaning a sofa. Steam cleaner upholstery attachment. Take the cushions off your sofa and place them on the side. To prepare your sofa for cleaning, follow the instructions in the steam cleaner's manual. You can steam clean your sofa's backrest and armrests using an upholstery attachment. Make sure to overlap every area. You will repeat the process for each cushion's top and bottom. Let the couch dry completely before putting the cushions back on the sofa. For faster drying, turn on fans and open windows. Understanding the best cleaning products for your sofa is the first step to remove odors. Once you have this information, it is easy to keep your couch odor-free. You can either fill a spray bottle or use a store-bought deodorizer. How do you stop your sofa out of retaining odors? Let's be fair. Though it's generally easy enough to remove odors, an ounce of prevention functions better than a pound of cure. If you would like to avoid a dreaded stinky sofa, then it is ideal to keep these things in mind. Don't enable smelly people or creatures to sit or sleep on your couch. Yes, this could occasionally turn you into a less than stellar server, but it is a fantastic method to avoid shelling out cash for professional cleaning. Do not drink or eat on your couch. Food scents are among the top causes of a foul-smelling couch. Vacuum your couch frequently. This will not just eliminate hairs and crumbs. Additionally, it helps eliminate odor particles. Insert odor-absorbing items at the fold of your couch from time to time. Charcoal packets, as an instance, can do a whole lot to keep scents. See our guide on how to clean a couch, https://www.newsdecor.com/how-to-clean-a-couch. Conclusion. Learn how to deodorize sofa cushions and upholstery. This will help you keep your furniture fresh and clean. Sofas experience a good deal of use during their lifespans, so it is not surprising that many will eventually require a deodorizing session. When it's because of a smelly guest, a puppy that likes to roll around in sand then put on the couch, or anything else does not matter. What does matter is that you've got a lot of choices when it comes to cleaning. Leather sofas often perform well with baking soda, leather cleaner, or perhaps a fast Febreze spray. Fabrics operate nicely with osmium, baking soda, and vinegar also. The ideal way to prevent the bad smell of the couch would be to avoid it altogether. So, keep your cleaning up and revel in life with a marginally less odoriferous area. You will be happy you did. Video. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=bsx3vise